This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Now, well, once again, allow us to express our greetings and gratitude to each of you and to remind you that there continues to exist that opportunity for you to be involved in that silent communication, that telepathic interaction and the exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or once again, indeed, that portion that you refer to as your higher self, or that spark of consciousness that you are. And we would encourage you to be involved in that telepathic interaction. You have but to close your eyes and express the intent, and you will find, as a result of the energy that you have created in this fact on this afternoon, that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into that meditative state. But as always, once again, the choice is yours, absolutely. Now, we spoke about this reality creation process that you're involved in. It is a reality that is the reflection of the beliefs and belief systems. Beliefs and belief systems that are put in place at various levels of consciousness and have the capacity to be influenced from your awakened consciousness act by your choices and your decisions and by the thoughts that you hold, by the feelings that you have, by the attitudes, by what it is that you desire, by the utilization of your imagination and your expectation. You not only can but do influence the reality that you experience. We have suggested that in your so-called past, that it was difficult for you to consciously influence your reality. Not impossible, but difficult to have a conscious impact on the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. You see, you put in place once again that veil and limit your capacity to understand who and what you truly are through all levels of your consciousness, but particularly in your awakened conscious state. And so, you also put in place the limitations for that awakened consciousness state to easily interact with and influence beliefs and belief systems that you had put in place many times in various other levels of consciousness. And you, as a human consciousness, had chosen to alter the state of the energy that you utilize to create this illusionary reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state on this particular vibrational level. And as we have suggested in the past, you accomplished the transition into this so-called new age and new energy, the alteration of that energy that you utilize to create this reality in your year of 2012. At that point, this transaction into this new age and new energy was complete. It was a transition that you as a human consciousness chose to participate in and to put in place, and you validated the transition of that energy, even though it is seemingly a minute transition over a 25-year period of time in your so-called awakened consciousness state. Once again, time and space are illusionary. They don't really exist. But for you to accept that it's a belief or belief system that you could hold. It is more validity if it takes time. If it is going through some type of an evolutionary process that is more real. And so you, as a human consciousness, chose a 25-year period for that transition to occur into what we refer to as the new age and new energy. A very subtle alteration of the energy that you utilize to create the reality that you experience at this vibrational level. But one that gives you the opportunity to influence your reality from an awake conscious part in a manner that was very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. Not impossible, but much more difficult. So you put this transition in place, this alteration of this energy that allows you to consciously influence the reality. And you can choose to, as well, consciously be involved in your influence of belief systems that result in your reality creation process, or you can choose to not consciously be involved. This is not a right or wrong. This is not something you must or must not do. But you have, as a human consciousness, agreed to alter the very energy that makes up your vibrational level. And as a result of that alteration, the consequences of your conscious thought process influences your reality, whether you choose to accept and have the responsibility for it really doesn't matter. You see, in your so-called time before the new age and new energy, you simply created your reality in the same manner. And at that point, you as well had the opportunity to accept the responsibility for your reality or to not accept the responsibility for your reality. And as a result of those choices of beliefs or belief systems, you created realities that validate the beliefs. You have, once again, as a human consciousness, chosen to hold the belief that you altered the energy that you utilized to create this reality. And as a result of that alteration, you have a conscious influence upon the reality in a manner that, once again, was very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. We've been suggesting this alteration was occurring and now has occurred in this particular incarnational period that you're involved in from the very beginning of our so-called interactions and communications. So this is nothing new to entities who have, in once again, in your so-called recent history, been following what we've suggested was occurring in your vibrational level and in your reality. It's a human consciousness choice to alter the reality, to alter the energy that creates your reality. It's like a human consciousness belief in time and space, something that you all agreed to participate in and to validate. The odd entity attempts to step outside, but it's very difficult to step outside of that particular belief and belief systems that we refer to as the human consciousness belief system. Entities who have been successful in your so-called history are entities who understood and accepted the full responsibility and utilized their capacity to influence their reality, primarily from various levels of consciousness. Entities who were quite adept at entering into meditative states and utilizing all of the tools and techniques that we've mentioned involving your utilization of imagination and desires and expectations to consciously influence their reality. Those entities, once again, were very few and far between. You had a tendency many times to put them up as being somehow superior to the other entities that existed in your awakened consciousness state. Not superior, simply entities who had discovered, if you wish, that they were indeed in control of and influencing this illusionary reality and accepted the illusionary reality for what it was. In this reality, new energy, you have once again, as a human consciousness, agreed that you can and will influence this reality much more easily from your awakened consciousness side, and indeed even from other levels of consciousness in which you maintain awareness of what it is that you're experiencing in a manner that has been very difficult for you to achieve in the past. It's a human consciousness choice, when it's once again very difficult to step outside of. And so as a result of that human consciousness choice, the choices and decisions, the thoughts and feelings, the imagination that you utilize in your awakened consciousness state influences your reality and is influencing your reality in a manner that once again was very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. What's also important to understand is that the level of consciousness from which you create your reality does not judge whether or not the reality you experience is good or bad, desirable or less than desirable, something you should or should not experience, but gives to you that which you desire. So you see, when we suggest that it's possible for you to influence your reality from an awakened consciousness state, many individuals look upon that as saying, oh, well, I can create all of these so-called desirable realities and not worry about the less than desirable realities. That's an awake human consciousness concept, judging what's desirable or not desirable. The spark of consciousness from which you create the reality does not hold that judgment. Give to you that which you desire. And so when you, in your awakened consciousness state, whether you agree to participate in, whether you believe that that's how your reality is created or not, does not really matter. You have agreed at some level of your consciousness to participate in this alteration of the energy, in this what we refer to as the new age and new energy concept in your reality creation process. Some level of your consciousness, that's in place. As surely as you agree to participate in this illusionary reality where you go through various stages of being born and existing and dying, you all accept that that's a reality because it's something you experience in your awakened consciousness state. We're suggesting that in other levels of your consciousness, it is just as real that you have all agreed to participate in the alteration of this energy into the new age and new energy that we refer to. And so as a result of that agreement, whether you consciously understand that you're participating or not, does not really matter. You have agreed at some level of your consciousness to participate. It's like suggesting in your awakened consciousness state, I'm not going to ever die. I'm going to live forever. At some level of your consciousness, you have agreed to participate in the human consciousness belief system that that's not possible. And so it's only not possible because you have agreed to put in place that belief and belief system. You actually do live forever. It's just not in the level of consciousness that is your awakened consciousness state. That's the illusion part. That's the part that's difficult for you to sustain. The other parts are the more real, which are endless, which do not exist within this time frame of time and space that you believe in. And so, similarly, the human consciousness, the age of you evolved in this creation process, in this vibrational level, have agreed to participate in this new age and new energy where you consciously influence your reality in, once again, a manner that's been very difficult for you to accomplish in your past. And once again, the first impulse from your so-called awakened consciousness state is, oh, I can have whatever it is that I desire. And you can, absolutely, not only can, but do. Do in a manner, once again, that has been difficult to accomplish in your past. What's important to remember is that the spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether it's right or wrong. That's a human consciousness concept. And so, when you hold what you and your awakened consciousness, that would look at as being very negative thoughts and feelings, making very undesirable choices and decisions, holding very undesirable attitudes and beliefs. The stock of consciousness that you are does not judge it as being undesirable or something that you shouldn't experience, but gives to you that which you desire without judging if it's right or wrong. And so your choices and your decisions and your thoughts and feelings, what it is that you desire in your imagination, brings into your awakened consciousness state a reality that you can experience, this illusionary reality, which is really very easy for you to manipulate in a manner that once again has been difficult for you to accomplish in your past. Now consider that it doesn't just apply to your so-called positive, desirable realities, but applies to all of your realities that you experience. All of your beliefs and belief systems, all of your thoughts and feelings, all of your beliefs and attitudes, your imagination, your expectation. And so, when you have a huge portion of your seemingly awakened consciousness population is holding what you might refer to as negative imagination regarding the realities and experiences that you have in your awakened consciousness state, you are, in this new age and new energy, creating those realities once again in a manner that's been very difficult for you to accomplish in your so-called past. And we have suggested, when we last interacted with the Arch of you in your awakened consciousness state, that there would be certain activities occurring throughout your Earth system that would cause very serious, seemingly negative experiences, less than desirable, what you would refer to as disasters, occurring throughout your Earth system. And it has happened, and it will continue to happen, because your negative thoughts and impulses, your choices and decisions, your attitudes, your beliefs, your imagination, influences your reality in this new age and new energy, regardless of whether or not you believe that that's a desirable or less than desirable reality to experience. It becomes very difficult to accept the responsibility for these disastrous occurrences that are currently happening around your Earth systems is being as the result of many entities existing in your awakened consciousness state, holding various thoughts, making various choices that influence your entire existence. Once again, spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether it's right or wrong. It gives to you that which you desire. It's important to grasp that concept. It's important to understand that utilizing your imagination has a dramatic effect upon the reality you experience. It's important to understand that the reality you experience is indeed a direct result of what it is that you desire and the beliefs that you hold and the expectation to bring it into your reality. It's important to understand that while you and your awakened consciousness state may think that I really don't want to have that experience, the thought of consciousness that you are does not judge whether that's right or wrong, but rather looks upon it as a belief that you hold, a desire that you have, utilizing the imagination and your expectation based upon your choices and decisions, rejoices in giving to you that which you desire. And in your awakened consciousness state, you make the judgment, is this good or is this bad? Is this desirable or less than desirable? But we assure you that at the level from which you create the reality, that judgment does not exist. And so you, as a human consciousness, have chosen to put in place this alteration of the energy that gives you the capacity to influence your reality from a conscious state in a manner that's been difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. What you didn't put in place is the safeguards that it can only apply to what you might choose to be desirable. That doesn't occur. This reality that you choose to exist in is a reality in which you put in place the limitations of the understanding of your creation process, in which, regardless, the spot of consciousness that you are gives to you that which you desire, validates your beliefs and belief systems based upon the choices and decisions and that you make, based upon your attitudes, based upon your thoughts and feelings, once again in a manner that is having an impact upon your reality and your awakened consciousness state in a manner that has been very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. And so these seemingly disasters that you are experiencing around your earth system are as a result of the human consciousness choices, as a result of individual beliefs and belief systems, thoughts and feelings. Each of you is responsible for what it is that you're experiencing in your earth system. You are existing in each and every atom of your entire universe. You are all that is. As difficult of a concept as that is to grasp in your awakened consciousness state, it is nonetheless a true statement. You exist throughout your entire universe. Each of you, you are all that is, and yet you are one. Each of you interact, and you are not separate. And so it is that their thoughts and feelings combine, as they did to alter this very energy that you utilize to make up your reality, to make up your vibrational level. So it is that they combine as well to create the reality that you experience. And so these seemingly disasters that are occurring are a validation of the alteration of the energy that you utilize to make up this reality and of the effect of being able to consciously influence your reality once again in a manner that's been very difficult for you to achieve in the past. And you look upon those negative, less than desirable realities and suggest that it's not something that you would create. And yet it is. It's your reality. It's as a result of your imagination, of your choices and decisions, absolutely. You have as well, occurring similarly at the same time, a multitude of seemingly miraculous occurrences that you would look at as being very positive. You have entering into your incarnational period entities who bring with them the understanding of the capacity to consciously influence and create the reality. And you have what you like to refer to as the indigo children, who are achieving various types of discoveries and of inventions and of arts and talents that you, in your so-called past, looked upon as being almost impossible to achieve. And yet these individuals not only think of it as not being impossible, but they hold the expectation that it's not only possible, but it's probable. And they bring that with them, that understanding that they can absolutely tap into the information that's necessary to create the reality that they desire based upon their imagination, based upon their expectations. they absolutely expect to achieve what it is that they imagine, what it is that they desire, and they make the necessary thoughts and feelings and choices and decisions to create that reality. They utilize the new age and new energy to bring in what they believe to be desirable realities, and which each of you look at as well as being seemingly unbelievable accomplishments. And as we have suggested many times, the next generation will be what we refer to as the peacemakers. The next generation will bring with them not only the understanding and the capacity to believe that it's within their awakened consciousness that to influence their reality, to bring with them the expectation that they can create what it is that they utilize and desire by the utilization of their imagination and all of the other tools that you utilize to create your reality, but they will bring with them as well the understanding that they create that reality from a position of absolute unconditional love. And as a result of that understanding, we refer to them as the generation of the peacemakers, the ones who will understand how it is that you truly create your reality, and will use that understanding in the application of the reality that they experience. And so what you're experiencing in your earth system is simply a manifestation of your choices and decisions, of what it is that you believe, of what it is that you expect to come from the utilization of your imagination. Your earth is going through various transitions and changes, simply validating what you believe is about to occur. As a result of that belief, as a result of your expectation, the earth's surface is shifting. You are experiencing all types of seemingly natural disasters that are your creation as a human consciousness, each of you participating in, each of you responsible for, whether you accept that responsibility consciously or not. At the level of which you create your reality, each is rejoicing in the reality creation process. You have once again, as a human consciousness, altered the energy that you utilize to create this reality. You have agreed at that level of consciousness which you put in place, those basic beliefs of what we refer to as the laws of physics. You have agreed to participate in this alteration of the energy. And as a result of that participation and agreement, each of you is responsible for the reality that you experience in this awakened consciousness state, where your, once again, conscious thoughts, conscious feelings, conscious choices and decisions influence your reality in a manner that's been very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. And the spark of consciousness that creates that reality, the spark of consciousness that you are, does not judge whether it's right or wrong, but gives to you that which you desire. Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you.
Can you speak on, what are your thoughts on addiction?
When you were in your so-called altered state of consciousness, what we refer to as the between incarnational state, put in place various beliefs and belief systems. You carry those beliefs and belief systems into an incarnational period, once again in what we have referred to as your DNA, which your scientists have created so that they could discover, because they believe that it exists, your DNA. And carried within that DNA are various possibilities and probabilities for experiences for you to have in this so-called reality, in this incarnational period. And in there, in those DNA strands, in the stuff that you might refer to as your scientists did refer to as the junk that was in your DNA. Many of your scientists believe that it was simply leftover stuff through your evolutionary process that you no longer utilize. The irony of it is, you not only utilize it, but it contains within it the potential to be involved in various reality experiences in a particular incarnational period, including, and not limited to, the possibility to have addictions. Those addictions can lead to various elements. It does not necessarily mean that one may, for example, be addicted to a substance, but may not have addictions to other particular elements. Conversely, someone may be addicted to certain elements that have nothing to do with the substance abuse or addiction. And so addictions can be a very all-encompassing terminology that can apply not only to substance abuse, which many refer to as an addiction, but addictions as well to various mental activities, various day-to-day activities that you participate in that can become addictive, but not necessarily abusive in terms of a substance abuse. And yet, EH is carried within the DNA through a choice, through a belief that you put in place, the opportunity for you to be involved in that reality so that you can experience it in an incarnational period. It's a belief. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. Many of those beliefs are put in place in your between incarnational period, and as such are carried within your physical makeup, and you activate or deactivate depending upon the energy that surrounds the DNA. It's very interesting that there are some who are involved in what you refer to as addictive activities who actually alter a belief, alter the energy that surrounds the DNA, and no longer feel that addiction. It completely disappears. It is still something that exists within the DNA, but as a result of a belief system, of an expectation, they actually alter the energy that surrounds the DNA, and as a result of the alteration of that energy, feel in every way free from the addiction. Don't feel the need for that particular activity or that particular substance to be involved in their life or lifestyle. While there are others who constantly struggle to maintain freedom from their addiction while holding the conscious concept that they are still addicted. And they are indeed the ones who are addicts that never stop being addicts and consequently have difficulty in dealing with those particular types of addictions and abuses. Each of you can pay attention to someone who will say they are addicted and continuously struggle with the addiction versus someone who will say, I used to be addicted, but I am no longer experiencing that type of feeling that I have that need or that desire. They have, for all intents and purposes, ended their feelings of addiction. That exists for each and every entity. You have but to believe. It's the belief that precedes the reality, always. Always, including circumstances where one is involved in an addiction. It's based upon a belief many times put in place, once again, in your so-called altered state of consciousness. and very difficult for many to alter, but nonetheless not impossible. Does that answer your question? Well now, well, once again, it has been a very enjoyable interaction, and we would like to express our gratitude to each of you for offering us this opportunity to interact and to share with you. And we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level, and should you choose to interact with us, we would welcome that opportunity absolutely. And so until the next time that we are offered this opportunity, we bid each of you farewell with love and with peace.